From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Iraqi commanders say coalition forces have broken through jihadist lines east of Mosul and were poised to enter the Islamic State stronghold. The breakthrough comes 2 weeks after a coalition of Iraqi and Kurdish forces, backed by Shiite militia and U.S. airstrikes, launched the military operation to retake the city. Iraqi television reported local residents are already fighting with IS forces. Syrian opposition activists are urging the United Nations and the international community to push for the release of tens of thousands of detainees in Syria. A delegation from the High Negotiations Committee says the release would help revive the stalled peace process for Syria. The delegation has been meeting with the UN Special Envoy for Syria. Former Lebanese army commander and longtime aspirant to the country's presidency, General Michel Aoun, was elected to fill the top post after a 2.5-year political void. Edward Uranian reports.
Aoun secured 83 votes in the 128-seat chamber when MPs convened for their 46th attempt to choose a head of state. The country's top Christian and Muslim political leaders appeared to cast aside their differences in agreeing to General Aoun's election. Aoun addressed Parliament briefly and delivered a conciliatory speech calling for unity among the country's various religious and political groups. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
For more on that story and others, take a look at our website. It's voanews.com. This is VOA News.